doing well. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, I think you're one of the principals or the owners over there. Is that right?
At where?
At Gall Construction?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, you know, I was doing some research on construction companies in, you know, the Seattle area. I fell onto your website, and, you know, it's awesome. I just was wondering, you know, you're not ranking for your keywords, and your site could be refreshed. And I just wanted to find out, you know, if, you know, you find it important to, you know, rank on the first page of Google for your most desired keywords and have your business stand out and really pop.
I don't. I appreciate the call, but I'm not interested. I find I want to get too many cold calls and stuff. They aren't quality references, and really busy enough right now that I need to spend more time, energy, and money on recruiting talent over advertising, because I can't keep up with what I have. But if you can keep me on your short list and call me, you know, on your next cycle, 6 to 12 months out, that's fine.
You know, but what would change, though, in 6 to 12 months? Again, you're not ranking, and your site, you know, kind of sucks right now. But you seem to don't value that, right?
I don't.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, so your business is booming, you're getting tons of referral business. Wouldn't it be great just to have a website that pops and rocks and looks really well, and you're ranking, and then you could pick and choose projects that are coming in from, like, I could show you how many people are searching for projects that you do in the Seattle area right now. It would blow your mind how many people are searching for what you do, and your site is pissing them off.
I appreciate it, but right now I am actually declining work already, and so... there isn't an urgency, and like I said, if I could keep up with what I've got already do, then I could spend some time, you know, making what's there better. So if you can call me, you know, 6 to 12 months out, you know, hopefully I'll have caught up with the physical work, and we can discuss more of that.
Cool. Right. Well, thanks for your time, Aaron.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Well, there's a reasonable person.
Well, yeah, reasonable person, but he didn't say no, so that is the potential client, actually.
Yeah, no, you know, but that's my point, is that, you know, like, there's unreasonable people, like the guy who just hangs up and doesn't want to hear, but this guy, you know, I go, oh, you know, I ask why, and he strings out a reasoning. I come back with a rebuttal, blows it away, and that's fine. He's you know, you can't come back again on a person like that. He said it twice. That's it. That's good.
I was in construction. I used to work construction, so I know what he's talking about. Like, right now at this point, his main focus is in finding good, reliable people that can work for him, which he's probably having a hard time dealing right now. Because the fact that, like, I mean, first off, your website looks like shit, so you're a private contractor.
That's a good point, Russell. Maybe I should have said that, is that maybe you can't attract really good people because they look at your site and it just gives off a negative impression.
That's what I was thinking, but he didn't, the key thing in the conversation that you had with him was that he didn't say no. And from him not saying no,